Let's speak to a cruciverbalist. I've always wanted to speak to a cruciverbalist, especially because it's a word I'd not heard until this morning. I know what it is now. Mark Bremen is one of them. He compiles crosswords for a living. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. You write an average of 13,500 clues every year, I am told.
Yes, I do, yes.
That is one every 19.5 minutes.
If you say so.
Yeah, I've done the maths.
I've ever worked that one out.
Yes, I've got the calculator in front of me, so I'm going to trust it. And you are one of those warning that robots are going to sort of kill off this amazing skill of writing really complex crosswords, crossword puzzles, and AI is going to take over. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But just tell me a bit about your involvement in crosswords, how you became involved in writing these clues.
Well, I was a musician at the time, a long time ago, and I was getting a bit fed up with that. The last thing I did with that was as Donovan's lead guitarist on the first of his comebacks, and I was trying to find a way of making that sort of becoming an amateur again, which makes it a lot more fun. So I joined a local press agency as a proofreader, and they've since been acquired by the Press Association.
Yeah.
And within 2 weeks, one of their compilers left. So by necessity, they turned to me and said, you fancy trying a hand at it? And that was nearly 30 years ago.
Marvellous. So sort of by default. Now, Mark, just give us a second, because we're just going to try and disconnect and come back to you, because for our listeners, you will know that Mark is on a bit of a rubbish telephone line there. What's this, like 1984 or something? Not the book by George Orwell. That's terrific. So we'll try and get back in touch with Mark if we can and see if we can get a slightly better line there. While we're just trying to get back onto Mark, I'd be interested in your thoughts on crosswords and the like. What do you do to keep your mind sort of sharp? I remember spending about 3 or 4 months becoming obsessed with Sudokus and convincing myself that they were helping my brain stay sharp. I'm not convinced of that anymore, as you'll have heard if you've listened for any period of time during this morning. What do you do to keep your mind sharp? 81333 and start your message with the word Leeds. And are you someone who has ever completed the Times crossword? I'm not sure I've ever completed a solitary clue on the Times crossword. I don't understand them. I remember being on holiday with my mum once, and she was saying, well, this is how crossword clues worked. And she sat, bless her, she sat with me for a long period of time, presumably disappointed in me, because I could not get how crossword clues even worked, never mind figure them out. So if you've completed a Times crossword, then by all means get in touch this morning and boast. Let's see if we can go back to Mark Bremen now. Are you there, Mark?
I am, yes. And I have completed a Times crossword, if that helps.
Well, I thought you might have. The line is a lot better, so that's marvellous. Thank
and
you for that.
It's not snowing here either, in case that's of any use to you.
Is it not? So we're speaking to you from London today,
yes,
aren't
indeed,
we?
Yes.
So which bit of London are you in?
I'm in Maida Vale.
Maida Vale, okay, which is either north, west, south or east London, is
it's
that right?
West.
It's west, okay, great. My geography of London is so terrible, that's always the way around. Okay, so you were telling us about how you got involved in crosswords, and we sort of skipped over that you played lead guitar on Donovan's comeback.
By all means.
Yeah, maybe a conversation for another day.
It was a long time ago.
That's fantastic. How do you go about forming these clues? Because I was just talking, I don't know if you were back on the line quite quick enough to hear that. I was just talking about how I find it a struggle to understand how a crossword clue works, never mind actually solve it.
Right.
Is it a sort of way of thinking? Do you and crossword fans have a sort of brain that others don't?
Warped, you mean?
Yeah, maybe. I wasn't going to say it. Glad you did.
Well, my mother says it all the time. Yes, I think so. But there are basics that you can learn. I mean, there are a couple of lessons. Firstly, never read a clue as a sentence and try and make sense of it as a sentence, because there are so many misdirection things going on that you're lost. That is what my mother does. She reads it and puts all the wrong things together, and you mustn't think of it like that. It's just a collection of words. It's as simple as that. And if it makes sense as a sentence, then that's purely down to the compiler's sort of skill, if you like.
Yeah.
And the other thing to know is there's always a definition part at one end. You know, you have a definition like a synonym or an explanation, a description at one end, and then the rest of it is just all the bits that you put together to make it. And that always has to be at the beginning, at the end.
Yeah.
That helps.
And phrases like, I remember learning, I was talking about my mum trying to teach me for a long period of time and being really unsuccessful with that. But phrases like mixed up or something like that means that you're dealing with an anagram.
Anagram somewhere. Indicators, yes, there's hundreds of them.
Are there really?
Yes, oh yes.
Okay, name four for me.
Mad, crazy, muddled, confused, anything like that.
Wow.
Deranged. Yeah. There are websites out there. I mean, I've got one here that I use a sort of, you know, every now and again I think I'm for something that would work in a particular sentence. And it must have, I don't know, 200-300 of them on there.
Amazing. I thought you were just describing Cruciverbalists again for a moment.
Yes, it could well be. Yes.
Tell us about the problem, or maybe you don't regard it as a problem, but with artificial intelligence and the way crossword writing is going.
It's definitely a problem. I mean, the way things are going, there will be a time when they will become close enough, I think, to the way people think, to actually follow the rules, as it were. Somebody will come up with something that can do that for newspapers to go for it. Newspapers, that crosswords appear in newspapers. Newspapers are not going through a particularly good time at the moment. They're looking for any way to sort of cut back on things. And I think as soon as somebody comes up with a program that comes close enough, then I think it's economics. I think the papers will, to a large extent, go for that. I don't actually think they will supplant people, they will surpass people in the imagination and the wit that goes into these things and the lateral thinking. There was a very famous clue a few years back which just read bar of soap, 6-6, and the answer to that was Rover's Return, because it's a bar that appeared in a soap, which is not what you think of when you look at the word bar of soap. It's a brilliant clue, not one of mine, sadly. But whether a computer would be able to think laterally enough to come up with something as imaginative as that is unlikely. Yeah. But, you know, as I say, if they get close enough, then I can see papers, you know, saying, all right, well, that's close enough now. Why do we need someone actually physical doing that?
You know, the folks who refuse to, like, read e-books because they feel like that they're soulless and they want the sort of paper in front of them. Do you think there would be a market in a way that a newspaper could say all our crosswords are written by human beings?
Yes, I think so. I think that they will. I mean, just the idea that this story has generated so much interest already. I mean, I'm doing 11 radio interviews, you know, just on the back of this story, which is absurd, but which is brilliant, because it means that, you know, people really do care about crosswords, and that may be precisely what saves it from going down that direction.
Yeah. How long's the crossword been going? I remember we did some sort of anniversary not that long ago about the crossword, maybe 90 years old or something like that, a few years ago.
Wait, another four, I think, for the centenary. I think 1922, okay. I think, is generally accepted as the first crossword.
Right, so that sounds about right. I mean, that in terms of what is ostensibly a game, you know, a brain puzzle, that's quite a long period of time, isn't it? Because you imagine things like Sudoku, although it's popular and has been for a good decade or so, those fashions come and go, don't they? But crosswords have stuck around.
Well, it's words. I mean, people love words. And the whole wordplay thing, you know, they seem to be the news stories every week about how they sort of stave off Alzheimer's and all that sort of thing. You know, these wordplay things and brain games and things are getting more and more popular. And also the fact that this is a particularly English thing, but I'm not sure that it would necessarily work that well in any other language, because English has got by far the most varied and imaginative sort of vocabulary to be able to do this. Somebody asked me how you keep it fresh after 30 years doing the same sort of grids, and it's just not a problem. It's not an issue, because there are just so many words out there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's incredible, and I think the work you do is amazing. And just before you go, would you mind just setting for us perhaps a clue for our listeners this morning? We'll take the answer from you off the air, and then I'll have it in my back pocket. Just one clue for our listeners this morning.
Okay, I've got quite a fun clue, which demonstrates sort of a misdirection, which you can work out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How about prompt pupil, concealed evidence?
Prompt pupil, concealed evidence.
Four letters.
Four letters is the answer?
Yes. Well, no, the four letters long, the answer.
Yes, yes. Okay. okay, prompt pupil, concealed evidence. Okay. Right, there we are, everyone. There's your clue from Mark. Really interesting to talk to you, Mark. Thanks very much for your time.
No problem.
And off he goes. Mark Bremen, one of the UK's leading cruciverbalists, or crossword compilers. And there is your clue. Prompt pupil, concealed evidence. The answer is four letters. And if you can get that, then you win a billion points, I guess.